I don't know about you, but when I think of Yellowstone Park, I think of Yogi and Boo Boo. But Colin Bissett, thankfully, his mind works on a higher plane.
The establishment of America's Yellowstone National Park in 1872 not only helped conserve a spectacular landscape for the future, but it enticed Americans to explore their own country. By the end of the century, a range of newly created national parks had become accessible thanks to the new railway network. There remained the question of what sort of architecture to build in these wild and rugged areas. The first attempt at Yellowstone, the Lake Hotel of 1891, was rather predictable. A large wooden clapboard building with a columned portico that looked like colonial buildings found anywhere else. Surely America's wilderness areas should have something bolder. Gradually, a particular style was born, encouraged by the National Park Service, which came to be called parkitecture. The buildings aimed to enhance the natural spectacle by taking their cues from the landscape rather than imposing anything alien on it, and what emerged were some of the most appealing and picturesque architecture of the century. An early example was the Old Faithful Inn at Yellowstone, designed by Robert Reamer in 1903, that had a steep-hipped roof to shrug off snow and chunky splayed stone pillars at the entrance. Wooden shingles covered the walls, just like the arts and crafts houses of the East Coast, but it was a good start. In 1905, Charles Whittlesey designed the El Tovar Hotel, perched on the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Low and spreading, it blended Swiss and native Indian motifs and had broad stone terraces to take in the astonishing views. Visitors arrived by train at a station built like a log cabin. Everything seemed to fit with the spectacular setting. A design code was drawn up by architect Herbert Mayer for all new park buildings, emphasising craftsmanship and using the stone and wood of the area. Nothing must jar the precious landscape. In the 1920s, Whittlesey designed another iconic hotel, the Ahwahnee, in the spectacular Yosemite National Park. This was the full expression of parkitecture, its horizontal lines emphasised by deep wooden eaves and buttressed stone walls. The scale of the interiors complemented the magical landscape outside, with huge stone fireplaces and a lofty dining room with a 10-metre ceiling that looked out to the Yosemite Falls. The blend of Art Deco, native Indian, Aztec and even Arabic motifs somehow worked, slightly dreamlike and yet befitting the setting. By the 1950s, things had changed. Swarms of visitors now arrived in their own cars and wanted something cheaper than the grand old lodges. A modernist vibe came into play. The new buildings were simple, functional and less assertive, hiding among the trees and allowing the landscape to dominate. The iconic old hotels remained, though, charming reminders of an age when a developing nation was learning to celebrate the wonder in its own backyard.
The noble art of parkitecture, as described by Colin Bissett. All Colin's icons they gathered for you on the Blueprint website.